Well, we're back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo, but actually right now you're in Sauk Prairie. So through the magic of radio and the magic of the airwaves and the magic of the internet, and I've been talking, if you're just joining us, you've missed a good show. I'm telling you, you just missed a good one. You're going to have to go back to WRPQ.com and listen to the archives of this one, folks, because we've been talking with Dick McFarland. Dick is one of the owners and vice president here at McFarland Manufacturing Company, Incorporated in Sauk City, Wisconsin. We've been celebrating because this is the 100th anniversary of McFarland's this year, of our parent company, I guess you'd say, was Wisconsin Tractor, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah, I was just, again, talking earlier. I've got a lot of history here. I've been looking through notes and pictures, but November 22nd, 1917, Grandpa Earl McFarland, along with John Westmont, founded the Wisconsin Tractor Company in Sauk City, Wisconsin. It's gone through changes, became eventually that went out of business. Grandpa stayed here and kept building other products and started selling a spike tooth harrow, which became the McFarland harrow that he made a new version of, and that became McFarland Manufacturing. Other things were added over the years and many changes. My dad, Bob, and then uncles Jim and Chuck were here for many years and really built the company up to what it is. They've all passed on, but they were the real example and, and the men who set the pace that the rest of us are trying to keep up to. Now, older brother John and cousin Stan and Tom and myself are fourth generation or third generation, and we do have some fourth generation involved in the company, but many, many employees that we talked about earlier that really make McFarland's what it is. So trying to recognize that and provide the kind of place and training and equipping to for them to interact with our customers and sure. give the products and services that will help us to really be continue to be an important part of this community. We, again, we don't take it for granted. Yeah. We realize we can't rest on our laurels. There's many successes, many positive things have happened, but it's challenging and very competitive. We want to be the best we can be for in every part of the business that we do here and really take care of the customer. So as mentioned earlier, customers, if you have issues that maybe we need to discuss, I'm always available to talk about that, ideas on what we can do to offer products or services that you're looking for, but to help us to grow and get better and really be a more important part of this community.
Well, and you've actually been one of the people to embrace a fairly new technology for us here. One of our products that we use, one of our software products to track a good part of the farm business, is a Keystone DIS product, and they have a new thing called Quantum.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound futuristic? Quantum. And you've been using that to actually service our customers because it's a modules in there.
We've done a lot of business over the years and trying to do a better job of thanking people, so making calls and just keeping track of that and just trying to figure out ways that we can stay connected with our customers, because it's easy just to, you know, make a sale and move on to the next one. But we want to stay connected and show appreciation and just develop those relationships.
And there are, we were saying too, a lot of celebratory events
coming
on this year as we go through. People will be wanting to watch the papers, I think, more than anything.
That's right, watch
and
the papers.
Check our website and our Facebook pages. If you haven't liked us yet, please like us. We like being liked. And some events coming up in February and March.
Yeah. Well, again, this Saturday we'll be having the company dinner to celebrate just our employees, because that's really the heart and soul of who McFarland's is. But beyond that, February is our first winter McFarnival, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
a lot of activities inside for families to come and enjoy on a cold, wintry day, Sunday, February 12th.
Yep.
In March will be our 54th annual Customer Appreciation Days, so that's March 10th to the 19th. Lots of good prices, products, have special speakers coming in to talk about items and issues of interest to our customers.
Yep.
Then throughout the year, other events, something going on every month. Again, in August, the Wisconsin Tractor, which was the foundation of this company, will be featured at the Badger Steam and Gas Show. So and thanks again to Ralph Pierce for all he's done to make that happen. But every month, something going on.
Yep. So keep your eyes peeled and your ears to the ground, because we have a lot to do with the ground out here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So, Dick, I can't thank you enough for spending some time putting up with me for 8.5 hours. I think this is maybe the longest we've ever talked, too. Usually we can only take small doses.
Yeah.
I know you can only take small doses. And me, I don't know, I could talk forever. to just
I think you could
to just about anybody. So much to my wife's chagrin. So why were you talking to him for so long? So I don't know. Anyways, thanks for joining us on Mornings at McFarland's. Congratulations. I guess I say that somewhat to myself too, but really congratulations to you for being a part of a family that's been able to do all that you've been able to do. I know you won't get puffed up about it. You are one of the people I can count on and always keeping one foot on the ground. And what's that old saying? Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, and I think, you do a good job of it. So thank you, Brother Dick.
Okay, you're welcome.
And we hope to have you on the show again. Maybe throughout the year we can talk a little bit more, especially towards August when we get to that Badger Steam and Gas show.
Yes.
And by then we'll know more about our tractor and car show, hopefully, so we can talk about that some more, too. So, and as we do wrap up a lot of our shows, I'm going to try to just wrap up with some quick events going on around the community. I just made some notes beforehand because I had been printing all these out, and I apologize for it to you all. I'm going to look up a couple of these quick, but there are some special events going on starting tomorrow. There's bingo at the library. Who can not want to play some bingo? I know I like playing bingo just because I really enjoy shouting bingo when I get bingo, but unfortunately I can tell you I don't usually get bingo very often. But it's from 2 o'clock until 3 p.m. That's held over at the Sauk City Library. Then also tomorrow on Thursday there is a nice event going on. Woodshed Ale House, which if you're aware, we're actually pretty proud of Woodshed Ale House because they're actually going to be building now a nice new facility. The Vintage Brewery will be going up. Actually, they've started clearing the ground already right on Water Street, but currently that same company has Woodshed Ale House, and they have been doing a series of concerts, which is really nice. And coming up tomorrow, they will have the Lower Fifth, which is at Woodshed Ale House. They'll be performing from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. It's basically Americana, Midwestern soul kinds of music. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, please come on out. It's always good music, and it's fun in that situation where it's just kind of a small bar lounge area. It's good music, good quality people, and just a lot of fun. And then also Friday, then coming up, a group that is near and dear to my heart and another one of the partnerships that we've been blessed to have here at Sauk Prairie, the River Arts Incorporated has two different events going on Friday. They're going to be opening a show, the Sauk Prairie High School and Middle School show, and the Wisconsin Regional Artists Program are all opening, and they have these special opening events from 3:30 until 7 p.m. There will be a thing in the gallery there at the River Arts Center. So not only can you see great art that's being done by our own local middle school and high school kids, but then the regional art program is also fascinating because they just have a whole range. And you may remember Lindsay Guisi-Juarez was on the show back in December, and this was one of the events she talked about. So from 3:30 until 5 p.m., they'll be doing the middle school, high school opening, and then from 5 until 7 p.m. they'll be doing the rap opening. And I believe they're in two different parts. If I remember right, the middle school and the high school is usually out in the lobby area, and then the rap stuff is primarily in the lounge or the gallery area proper. And then also at 7 o'clock, they're doing another event. As if that wasn't enough for River Arts and Lindsay to be doing on one day, they also have the Mad Hatters coming in to town here, which is a UW-Wisconsin group. Does some great a cappella music, so that I believe it's 15 people or something like that, which our kids would appreciate that and do appreciate that kind of music. But a great concert, lots of family fun, and I know there are tickets still available, so if you'd like to go to that, please get in on that, because I know Lindsay would appreciate it, and I'll probably be there too. So Dick might be there. I know you guys are
planning on it.
Okay, you and Marilyn will partake of the joyous occasion. So all the great singing. And then this weekend, Bald Eagle watching is still going on. The Bald Eagles have not left yet. Contrary to popular belief, I believe they are not just here for Bald Eagle watching days. They do come in for a period of time. And this week, if you'd like to take advantage of the bus tours that they will continue to offer, that is available starting at, I believe it's 10 o'clock. I marked that down here somewhere in my copious notes. Yes, at 10 o'clock, from 10 until 11 is the actual trip. They pick up at Cedarberry Inn, and it's $5 per person, and they do encourage you to get reservations early because those buses can fill up, and if they do, you just won't be able to go on it. You'll have to take your own bus tour, so which some families, I'm sure it feels like you are taking a bus tour every time you go out with the family on the road. Then also on Monday, there will be our Our Score people, our Score people will be joining us again, which if you don't know anything about Score, just a great organization with retired professionals, different areas of business with expertise in technical sorts of things. I know I've talked with them about IT, and they've got some not slouchy folks, people that have worked for Dell and Digital Equipment Corporation, just some great resources there. And they provide free counseling, so if you're a business person and would like to just schedule an appointment with them, they'll be here Monday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Just call down to the Welcome Center, the Sauk Prairie Chamber offices at 643-4168, and find out if you can still get a scheduled appointment. But you can talk with them about everything from business plans to expansion ideas, all kinds of things. Then a couple things at the library quick. The paint night for kids is coming up again on Tuesday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m., I believe that is. Let me just double check my calendar here to make sure I'm not goofing that up. But paint night is a really kind of a fun event. You know, they do, that's on Monday the 23rd. So paint night for kids. And I'll just read you the description here. Children will receive an 11 by 14 canvas. So that's a good size canvas, acrylic paints, and masking tape to create a unique masterpiece. So that's open from 1 until 2 p.m. on Monday night, and then also, or Monday afternoon, and then 6 until 7 p.m. on Monday evening. So if you've got kids that have that inner desire to paint, what a great time to get down and experiment with it. If you do have children under 6, they do ask that adults must accompany them, but that's not Sauk City Public Library, so if you've got any questions about that, please feel free to give them a contact and find out more about it, but that should be a lot of fun. And then on Tuesday, there is a special fundraiser event going on up in Baraboo. So, yes, the Sauk Prairie does look beyond its own borders and want to celebrate things going on outside of our borders. But this is a great event, the Chili Cook-Off, which if you like chili like I like chili, oh, what a gal chili is. So, well, not really a gal, but what the heck. Chili Cook-Off fundraiser for the Baraboo Food Pantry. So I know we've done events around here for our Sauk Prairie Food Pantry, but we want to support food pantries in every way we can. That Chili Cook-Off is going on from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. January 24th, and that is being held at the Konamichi Wine Bar. Konamichi Wine Bar. And that's on 3rd Street in Baraboo, Wisconsin. If you've got any questions, please contact Renee Greenland at 393-8440. Well, that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. I know I can't believe this time has gone by so quickly, but thanks so much for joining us at Mornings at McFarland's. And if you have anything you'd like to suggest or questions you'd like to ask Dick, please feel free to contact us at mornings@McFarland's. So that's morning@McFarland's.net. That is a valid email, and it should be one of the most used emails, I think, in the world. It should be. It should be. So
why don't you give our website address, too, so check that out.
That would be excellent. www.mcfarlands.net. So our web, and you can from there go to our Facebook site. You can like us from that as well. There's just all kinds of opportunities there on that website, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
So thanks again, Dick, for joining us.
Thank you, Raul.
It's been a pleasure as always. So, and we hope you've enjoyed yourself, folks, as well here on WRPQ. Join us next week when Brother Bill will be here. You were talking about, he's actually from People Helping People.
Correct, yes.
So Bill will be joining us, and we'll talk about the things going on at that organization and have another opportunity to celebrate victories.
Great.
So, okay. Thanks again for joining us. See you next week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was presented in part by DeMars Plumbing since 1982.